NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has no doubt Kyrie Irving is not anti-Semitic. By Warner Todd Houston on November 11, 2022. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says he has no doubt that Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving is not anti-Semitic, but also said the player has a process he needs to undergo. Silver delivered his public proclamation after a meeting with the player who has been under scrutiny for posting a video to a movie based on an anti-Semitic book published by a black group claiming they are the true Israelites. "It's something I've been very involved in. It's obviously an incredibly unfortunate situation," Silver said of the Irving situation, according to the New York Times soap on Deb. "I personally, based on what he said directly to me, have no doubt that he is not anti-Semitic," Silver added. "But I think there's a process that he's going to now need to go through. I think he understands that, and incidentally, it's now with the Nets who are working with specifics." Irving has faced a stiff round of recriminations for posting the video. Firstly, the team suspended him on November 3 for what was reported as a 5-game period for refusing to categorically say he stands against anti-Semitism. The suspension came on the heels of a tweet he posted touting a movie based on an anti-Semitic book. The team later added that Irving would have to meet 6 conditions to return to the team, hinting that his suspension could last longer than 5 games. The team reportedly told the player that he would have to meet these conditions: apologize and condemn the film he promoted. Make a $500,000 donation to anti-hate causes. Complete sensitivity training. Complete anti-Semitism training. Meet with the ADL and Jewish leaders. Meet with team owner Joe Tsai to demonstrate an understanding of the situation. After that, Nike announced on November 4 that it suspended the NBA player, who has been suspended by his team for what they called a repeated failure to unequivocally say he has no anti-Semitic beliefs. "At Nike, we believe there is no place for hate speech and we condemn any form of anti-Semitism," the Oregon-based company said at the time. "To that end, we've made the decision to suspend our relationship with Kyrie Irving effective immediately and will no longer launch the Kyrie 8. Since then, Nike co-founder Phil Knight said that it isn't likely that the sportswear giant will ever renew its relationship with Irving. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.